We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking today with Director Dennis Butler, Riley County Police Department. He joins us on the final Friday of each month. We have some time for phone calls here in this segment. If you want to give us a call, 785-537-1350. If you got a comment, maybe a compliment for one of the officers, or have a complaint if you have one of those as well, we'll certainly take those. Do want to talk a little bit while we have some time here. About safety, and particularly as folks will be gathering next weekend for the 4th of July holiday, and maybe just some tips people should keep in mind here for when they gather.
Well, I'm glad you're asking about safety tips and not what you can and can't do, because with all the different jurisdictions we have, they all have slightly different rules and regulations on it. But in terms of safety, there's some real basics. One is, if you are using fireworks of any kind, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol while you're doing it. I think that's number one. If you have children, especially children that are below the age of 13 or 14, they really need to be closely supervised by an adult if you're allowing them to use fireworks. And also, one of the main things that I've seen in the different jurisdictions here is about not shooting them off in the street. If you're going to be using fireworks, do it on your own property with plenty of clearance between buildings, your house, other people's property. And also, if it happens to be dry, there may actually be a prohibition from emergency management that you can't do it. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think it's going to be wet enough. But it's just very basic to just pay attention to what you're doing. Don't be drinking. Supervise your children, not have folks gathered around, like if you're shooting off any kind of pyrotechnic that goes into the air, that you just make sure there's plenty of clearance. And if something looks like it's a dud, don't go up and look real close at it to see. That's a big mistake. Go on to something else and let it sit there.
Yeah. Well, specifically here in the city of Manhattan, I know usually we have about a 4-day or 5-day window where we can shoot off fireworks here. I personally don't buy fireworks a whole lot because I prefer just to go sit and watch them. But I know there's a lot of folks who are passionate about it and just following the law and maybe not being a nuisance to your neighbor.
On social media, we're going to be putting out some information about this in the next couple of days. And I think the period where fireworks are allowed is like July 1st through the 4th, something like that. Yeah, it's to each his own. You know, it's something that can be a lot of fun, but it can be very dangerous if not properly carried out. And so the tips I gave are just basic ones. The fire department, I know, is very well versed in these things, and they provide great public service and training on this topic. And so that could be somebody to reach out to find out more.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, just with these gatherings, too, we're seeing more people getting together and having bigger crowds and such. And, you know, alcohol does come into play here, and we just want to make sure people celebrate safely and no drinking and driving. We don't want to see any of that.
Yeah, obviously we agree with that, and that's a recommendation we always make. Anytime you're operating machinery, handling fireworks, mixing alcohol with that is a bad idea, and it leads to bad outcomes.
And that applies to boating too, correct?
Yes. Yeah, machinery, vehicles, anything with a motor on it, you know, don't drink alcohol while you're operating it.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, we have a few extra minutes here. What's the best fireworks show you've ever been to here?
Well, I think some people know, but many probably don't. I lived in the Washington, D.C. area for over 30 years. And so going up onto the mall where all the monuments are between the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial is the best fireworks show I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen it a few times, but it is so difficult to get to and from on the subway. You can't drive up there, and it often attracts hundreds of thousands of people. But by far, it's the best fireworks show I've ever seen in person.
Bucket list item for me. That's definitely one of them. I've never been to the D.C. area, so hoping that I can check that off my list someday.
Well, if you go early, stake out your spot, don't drive, take the metro and lots of water and maybe some shade, because there's no shade out on the mall.
All right. What's your go-to 4th of July food option if you're having a barbecue or get-together?
gosh, I'm just a basic, you know, backyard barbecue guy, you know, a hamburger and some potato salad and, you know, that's iced tea. I mean, that's what I like.
Do you utilize the RCPD secret burger recipe for your own backyard enjoyment?
You know, Dave, it's so secret, I don't even know the ingredients. So at this stage,
I'm sure you don't, because that just doesn't seem like... Were you flipping the burgers at all? Did you prepare patties?
No, I didn't.
Did you observe and partake at Juneteenth?
I was there for the Unity Walk.
Yeah, I know you said that.
My wife and I had a miscommunication, and she had asked me on Friday I think it was Wednesday. She said, so what time are we leaving Friday to go see my parents? And I looked at her, and I said, well, I've made this commitment to Juneteenth. We can't leave on Friday. And so we had to compromise, and the compromise was I went in for the Unity Walk and met with a few of the participants, saw the barbecue trailer, and then I left before the food started coming out. So hopefully next time I won't miss that.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
What do you think of the mural out there?
You know, I didn't get to see it. I had to leave before it was unveiled, so I plan to go back soon and see it, but I hear it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a pretty nice addition there to the Douglas Center. Well, I've run out of topics here. Do you have anything else you want to highlight here before we go this morning?
You know, I talked about it, excuse me, I touched on it a little bit earlier, and I think it's always important for people to hear from me, citizens to hear from me, because I have a perspective of policing, you know, for almost 38 years somewhere else before I came here. And the Riley County Police Department as a consolidated agency is very unique. It is in Kansas. There's nothing else like it here, and probably across the country. I'm not aware of any others. And as a consolidated department, having the consistency in training, in funding, in leadership, and also being accredited on top of it, being the longest accredited department in the country, is something that is so special. I cannot believe how fortunate I am and blessed I am to be part of this. And, you know, for someone who is, you know, been in policing this long and has worked for good departments and had good support and leadership, this is just at a different tier, in my opinion. And there's a lot of people responsible for that. Long before I ever came here, the people who led the effort for consolidation, accreditation, who have established these fantastic training programs that lead to good hiring, and just the support from the community. You saw this when we had that serious accident on Anderson Avenue about a week and a half ago. We had traffic control points on Claflin, on Anderson, all over the place because it was a busy Thursday afternoon. And we had citizens coming out of businesses and from their cars, giving our officers water out on traffic posts on a 100-degree-plus day. And many of them didn't see others doing it. So this was a spontaneous reaction by many people in the community. And that's just a visible example of the support that I see and feel from everybody here. And we can't be effective. We can't attract and retain good people without that kind of community support. And with what's happened over the last year especially, to maintain that is just extraordinary, I think. And we don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted, and I feel very blessed to be part of it. So I just want to say thank you to all the listeners for the support they provide to us.
All right. Well, well said there. And, you know, I think it goes to show how important I think people really value our law enforcement here in our community, not just Riley County, but on the Pott County side as well, the sheriff's office. And you guys, I'm sure, work in tandem quite a bit with other departments, and having those partnerships is just as equally as important.
It is. You know, we can't do it all by ourselves, and, you know, criminals don't respect boundaries when they're engaged in criminal activity, so we work very closely, especially with Pottawatomie County, on issues that affect both of our jurisdictions. We have a great working relationship, and then we also work with the Highway Patrol. The FBI has an office here in town, and Junction City, and Fort Riley, too. I can't leave them out. We have a large military population here, and when we have something involving one of their personnel, we work closely with their police department.
Very good. Dave, did you have something else?
You know, I can always come up with something.
Okay.
I can. One of the difficult things I think that the Riley County Law Board has to deal with is the budget. And this year the budget came in higher than what the city and the county want to be able to do with their own respective budgets. How does the police department justify such an increase when the city and the county budget makers are struggling to keep theirs relatively flat because of state mandates?
Well, the state mandate on the tax lid has gone now. They do have this new revenue neutral rate, which mm-hmm. I'm no expert in. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dave.
You're right, but the revenue neutral aspect is something that does come into play here.
Yeah, the way I understand it, this new state statute requires jurisdictions, if their dollar amount of their budget goes up by even a penny, they have to notify all of their taxpayers, I think property taxpayers, that mm-hmm. that has gone up, and which entities, because you have the school district, you have the police, the city, the county, how much it's going up in each one. So that's a requirement that's been put in place, that this notice now has to go out saying that the revenue neutral rate has been exceeded. You know, this is a very difficult topic to discuss in terms of, it's very political. And in my role, I try to not engage in political discussions about what the statutes say, the timing of when the budget is passed, the effect it has on others. The law board is comprised of people appointed by the city and the county, except for the county attorney, as you know. And we come forward, I come forward as the director, advocating for the resources I believe we need to operate the police department effectively. There's a lot of things I point out often about this, in terms of the ratio of police officers to the number of citizens, which is extremely low for not only Kansas, but nationally. So we're very efficient in the resources that we do receive.
It's a complicated issue.
And, yes, it is.
There's a lot of buzz around the area about, the budgetary aspects. So, mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate you coming in. It's good to see you here in person.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. We even shook hands.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I forgot what that was like.
Well, coming up Monday, we'll have Sunset Zoo and UFM Community Learning Center. We'll be talking to Melissa Kirkwood and Linda Teener.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints is next with Dan, and we have some special guests talking about the K-State Garden Tour.